This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is confidently moving in the direction of a bright future. The Prime Minister asserted that India is not just an emerging market, but also an emerging model. He highlighted that the world today views the Indian growth model as a model of hope. The Prime Minister was delivering the 6th Ramnath Goenka lecture in New Delhi yesterday.
आज जब दुनिया disruption से डर रही है, भारत vibrant future के direction में आगे बढ़ रहा है. इंडियन एक्सप्रेस के इस मंच से मैं कह सकता हूं, भारत सिर्फ एक इमर्जिंग मार्केट ही नहीं है, भारत एक इमर्जिंग मॉडल भी है. आज दुनिया इंडियन ग्रोथ मॉडल को मॉडल ऑफ होप मान रहा है.
Referring to the recent Bihar Assembly elections, the Prime Minister termed the results as historic, adding that the state has recorded the highest ever voter turnout since 1951, with women's turnout approximately 9% higher than that of men. He affirmed that this too is a victory of democracy. He stated that today citizens place their trust in political parties that work with sincerity to fulfill those aspirations and prioritize development. Emphasizing that for the national development, it is essential that its benefits reach everyone, Mr. Modi expressed satisfaction that today the country is witnessing social justice been translated into reality. Underlining the work done on social security over the past 11 years has been remarkable, the Prime Minister highlighted that today nearly 94 crore Indians are covered under the social security net, compared to just 25 crore a decade ago. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the 4th pre-budget consultation with the stakeholders from the capital markets in connection with the forthcoming Union Budget 2026-27 in New Delhi. The meeting was also attended by Minister of State for Finance P.P. Chaudhary, Secretary, Department of Economic Affairs and Chief Economic Advisor to the Government of India. The Finance Ministry conducts several pre-budget consultation meetings annually with experts, industry leaders, economists and state officials. U.S. Representatives Democrat Ami Bera, the longest-serving Indian-American member of Congress, and Republican Joe Wilson have introduced a bipartisan resolution recognizing the strategic values of the historical partnership between the United States and India. The resolution highlights decades of deepening cooperation between two of the world's largest democracies across critical sectors, including defense, technology, trade, counterterrorism, and education. It also stressed on India's vital role in promoting regional stability, economic growth, and a free and open Indo-Pacific. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has opposed the death penalty imposed on ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina in absentia by the country's court. During his daily media briefing, UN Chief Spokesperson Stefan Dejarik said the United Nations stands against the use of the death penalty in all circumstances. The 78-year-old politician was tried in absence by the country's International Crimes Tribunal in Dhaka, along with former Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal, for alleged crimes against humanity over violent crackdown during student-led protests last year. She is currently living in exile. Former Inspector General of Police Chaudhary Abdullah Al Mamoon, who turned state witness, was sentenced to 5 years of imprisonment. The spokesperson, citing a statement by UN Human Rights High Commissioner Volker Turk, said the death penalty was handed down by a local court comprised of solely of Bangladeshi judges that styled itself the International Crimes Tribunal, which convicted her of crimes against humanity. Mr. Turk's spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani, in a statement issued in Geneva, said they were not privy to the conduct of this trial and such proceedings should unquestionably meet international standards of due process and fair trial when it is conducted in absentia with the possibility of death penalty. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty opened lower amid weak global cues today. Both Sensex and Nifty slipped 0.2% at the opening bell. The Sensex dropped 368 points or 0.43% to trade at 84,583 in late morning deals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.